He's a music sensation in his own right, and he reached global fame, especially here in Australia, starring on the critically acclaimed Swedish teen drama hit Netflix TV show Young Royals. And now the world has the pleasure to fall in love with him and discover his music. The music of the talent that is our next guest, as he joins us here on The Troy Murphy Show to talk his latest single. It's a single called I'm So Excited. Omar Rudberg, welcome, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, is this your first Australian radio interview?
I think so, yeah. It's my first time I'm ever on doing an Australian interview, yeah.
And do you know much about Australia? Because you've got a lot of fans down here.
Really? I'm so happy to hear that. I've never been to Australia. I know a little bit about Australia, not that much. But, you know, actually, Australia is one of the places that I would really want to visit one day.
Well, when you do, I'll take you out on the town and I'll show you everything that Sydney has to offer.
Awesome. Sounds great.
Now, Omar, let's talk about your music. You've released original music. You've released covers. What made you choose to cover your latest single, I'm So Excited?
Well, actually, I performed I'm So Excited with a live band called Cotton Club here in Sweden at a gay gala, well, the gay gala here in Sweden. And after that, fans have been asking me, like, oh, can you please release it? Can you please release it? And so then we started working on it, and then we decided to release three different versions of the cover, because why not? People loved it, and it's just for fun, you know. I love having fun with music, and yeah, it was just a really nice experience at the gala, so I had to release it after.
Oh, it's such a great song. It's been on high rotate in my house for days.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. Now, the Pointer Sisters, who released the original song, their version is such a gay anthem. It's a party classic across the world. In Australia, we call that handbag music here in the LGBT plus community in Australia. It's such a feel-good song. Do you hope that your version becomes a go-to party playlist song, or, I guess nowadays, a trending TikTok sound?
I released three different versions, so I feel like I feel like there's a version for everybody in the little a single bundle. There's one that is a slower version, a little sexier version, and there's one that I think that you love a little extra, and that's the more up-tempo, clubby, dance-friendly version. I just hope people like what I release, and I don't really see it become the smash hit that the original is, but you know, it would make me really happy if people really love the versions and maybe do some TikTok dances and some dance moves to it as well. Yeah, definitely.
You are too modest. Now, do you have a favorite version of your own?
I actually like the additional version, the sexier one.
Yeah. Now, do you prefer recreating iconic covers or producing your own original music?
I love doing both, but I would do covers if it actually makes sense. For example, now I performed I'm So Excited at the gala and people really liked it and wanted it on Spotify. So then I did a studio version and I released it, right? And for me, that kind of makes sense. That's when I really love doing covers. But if not that, I really love doing my original stuff. And I've been working a lot on upcoming music and my original sounds and songs, and I'm in love and I cannot wait to release them.
Now, we've got your career a little bit backwards here in Australia. We first discovered you on Young Royals, but music has always been number one. How did you get in? For those in Australia who may not know, how did you get into music? What started it all for you?
So I've been singing and dancing since I was a little kid. And I started very, very young. I started when I was 10 years old, singing at like small little talent shows at the malls, here around in Stockholm and at parks. And then my mom took me to, like, long story short, I did the Sweden Got Talent TV program, and then I kept on doing like these talent shows, and then I got discovered on YouTube because my mom always posted everything that I did on stage on YouTube. And so I got discovered, and then I came into this. I was one of the members in this new Swedish pop boy band when I was 14. And then we literally blew up. Like, our first gig together ever was opening up for Justin Bieber in one of the biggest arenas here in Sweden. So after that, we had a long boy band career, basically, me and my three brothers. Well, not brothers, little brothers, but my bandmates. And we literally toured the country, Scandinavia. We went to Latin America. We also went to the U.S. a couple of times. And, you know, we had a really fun time together until I was 18. And then when I was 18, I started my solo career. So for me, the music has always been a part of me since a young age. And that's who I am. Like, I'm a singer from the start. Now doing this acting in Young Worlds, this is all new to me. So it's really fun to try out the acting part of everything.
You mentioned Justin Bieber. Let's talk about that. You've opened, when you were part of the boy band, for One Direction and Justin Bieber. Who's hotter, Justin Bieber yes. or Harry Styles?
Oh, shit. That's a hard question, man. I cannot choose. Like, who could choose that question? I don't know. I cannot choose that.
Oh, go on. Go on. There's got to be one of them had to have done something a little bit special to win your heart.
Damn. I mean, I think when I was younger, more of a believer than a Direction fan. So then I'll say Justin Bieber.
And which artist in the music? Good answer. And second part to that question, which artist in the music world would you love to work with, either collab or open for, duet, go on a date with, anything?
Oh, I would love doing anything with anyone, really. No, but I listen to a lot of different artists. I listen to Justin, Harry, Ariana, Rosalia, Maluma, The Weeknd. Like, I could keep on going all day. Like, I love all these artists, and I'm open to do anything with anyone because I love them so much. And I'm very spread out music-wise. Like, I could definitely do like an up-tempo crazy club song, but I can also do like a super ballad one. And so you know, I love literally every single artist out there. So by the way, I love Troye Sivan. That's I gotta say.
Yes, Aussie, such a great iconic Aussie singer and actor.
Yeah, right.
I'll have my people call Troye Sivan's people, and I'll have them call your people. How about we arrange that?
Actually, me and Troye got to know each other at Fashion Week, like a few weeks ago or a month ago or something like that. He was super nice, and I cannot wait to let him showing me around in Australia.
Well, now you've got two Troyes who can show you around, Omar. You'll just have to pick.
Right. Yeah. I'll start with you.
All right. Good answer. Now, Omar, you have such a captivating stage presence. It is mesmerizing to watch. And you're so young. Where do you get your confidence from?
Well, thank you. I don't really know. Like, since a young age, I've always loved being on stage and dancing. Like, when I was 3 years old, my grandmother always put me on the table when we had like family gatherings and parties. And then I was are the family, basically. And I always had to make a show out of every single family gathering that we had. So I don't know, like, it just started so early. So for me, it was always like a little kick being on stage and, you know, entertaining people. So that's like my biggest passion in life, I would say. Being on stage, like doing a show, like having all these dancers with me, like that's a dream come true, to make like a huge show out of my music one day, and to let people know like what I actually am capable of doing on stage, like to show my full potential. But yeah, no, I love being on stage. Like that's my thing.
Let's talk fashion. Is there anything that you do not look good in? You wear the most amazing outfits and you wear it well. Have you ever put an outfit on and just gone, nah, this doesn't work? Or are you just blessed to make everything that you wear work?
Well, I wouldn't say like that every... Well, I mean, it depends on my taste, really. Like, when I have fitting, I choose like the best outfit that I actually like, and maybe like change something or something like that. But so, I don't know. I feel kind of insecure whenever I have hats on, like bigger hats, or small little hats. Like hats for me is a little hard to, I mean, I could pull it off on a shoot or something like that, you know, because you choose like the pose and you have the lighting and all of that. But to walk around in the city like with a big hat on, that wouldn't really be my thing. But you know, I mean, there's a few things that I wouldn't really wear, maybe because I'm insecure or, you know. So I just like being comfortable and feeling great about myself, and then that's literally the key to pulling off like an outfit, like looking good in an outfit. You have to feel good and comfortable and confident.
Now, you were recently in LA for what your Instagram tells us, meetings and to write songs. Can you tell us how that trip went?
It went amazing. Like, I've been to LA a lot of times, but I think this was the fastest trip, but also the most booked and busy trip. And I really think that it went so, so well. I got to know some great producers and songwriters that literally works for the biggest artists out there. And I'm so lucky that I even got to work with these people. I really hope that we can work a lot more together, but it went great. And I have new friends, and I also met some old friends in the city that I have since way back. Actually, during the boy band days, we toured the US, and I got to know some friends over there. So we had a meetup, and it went amazing. Like, I had some exciting meetings as well, and yeah, it was great.
Let's talk your fan base. They are dedicated. If you could say anything to your fans, what would you say?
Thank you, and I love you.
Good answer. Now
that's it. Like, I don't even know how to thank them enough, but yeah, I will do my best to make them feel seen and to make them feel what I feel about them.
Do your fans ever get a little too excited on your social media? Like, how crazy are your DMs?
They're pretty crazy, but I think it's fun. Fans, like, if you're a fan, then it's just good vibes and good energy that they sent my way. So I love checking out social media and seeing what they're saying, and they also like keep me so updated. Like, they tweet like information stuff about me that I don't even know. Like, for example, like how my songs are going, if they're on a playlist, like, you know what I mean? All that kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh shit, that's so cool. Sorry that I said a bad word. I don't know if you guys say bad words in Australia.
Now, Omar, what is the most amazing thing you've seen a fan do or create online for you?
Oh, man. Actually, the other day, I saw Italian fans in Italy. They, like, printed out my Spotify profile picture, and they put out, like, a code where you take a picture of that code, and then you go straight to my Spotify account. And they actually spread those pictures out everywhere in the city, and they gave it to people, and, you know, to promote my music and my Spotify. And I think that's so beautiful, and I'm so grateful for that. Like, it's just crazy to me that people actually care so much. But, you know, I'm so thankful. I would never take that for granted. Like, I have to go to Italy now to bring them a big ass show for them.
Well,
they deserve it.
I do want to talk about taking your music around the world a little bit later. But before I do, you also got to perform music on the hit Netflix show that you're also a star of, Young Royals. What was that like as an experience?
So my character, Simon, he sings in this school choir. And it was actually very hard for me in the beginning because I've never sang in a choir before. And the tempo and how you like singing melodies with like all these students singing, like, it was so, so hard for me because it's a whole another tempo. Like, the keys like goes up and goes down. Like, it's just like a whole different world when it comes to singing. So I had to learn how to sing in a choir, you know. But it was so much fun. Like, I love singing. That's what I want to do my whole life. It was so much fun to learn all of that. I think it's really good for me also because I'm in the studio all the time, and, you know, you develop and you grow. And so, yeah, it was an amazing experience.
Now, while we're talking about Young Royals, I mean the world is on the edge of our seats waiting to know what happens in the third and final season, which was in the top 10 in Australia when it was released, which I'm so happy for. Can you share anything about season 3? Have you seen scripts? When does filming start? When can we expect it to hit Netflix? What can you share with us?
We have started seeing the script, I'm loving it so much. And we are starting shooting very soon. And that's going to be so exciting. It's the final season, so it's going to be a lot of shooting days. But I'm so excited. It's going to be amazing. We're gonna do literally our best ever, so this final season is just the best thing you've ever seen in your life. That's like what I can say. I don't know if I can say anything else, but we've seen the script and it looks really nice.
So you've seen the full script?
And no, I know kind of like what the storyline is about and all of that, but I haven't read the whole script yet.
Right.
But we're on the way. So, we're getting started. So it feels really nice.
Yeah. So hypothetically, do you think that your character Simon could get used to royal life?
No. I don't think so. Simon is a very strong, like he got some strong, like a really strong personality, and he knows his worth, and he got his dreams and the things that he wants to do in life. And I don't think that the royal life would be anything that he would want, really. So I don't think so. But I mean, you never know.
What about
you? Never know.
What about you personally? Would you like to live the royal life?
Oh, I would definitely want to try that out. I don't know if I would live in that like all my life, but maybe like a week or something.
Yep, fair enough. as would we all. Now,
yeah.
I guess you, even though you know, I was going to ask you, what do you hope happens to your character, Simone, in season 3? But you've read the script, so I guess whatever you tell us might give it all away. We don't want to give too many secrets away.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know if I actually can say what I would hope. Well, I feel like it's so hard to say now that I actually know what's happening, you know? But, you know, as I said before, like when me and Edwin, we were in New York doing some promotion November last year, we said that we hope to see them smile and to feel some Simon and Wilhelm love for once, you know? So I love Simon and Wilhelm, and they're forever, they will always be like my little babies, because they changed my whole life. So I love them, and I just hope that they are happy. And it sounds so weird talking about that, because it sounds like I'm talking about real people, but they're actually not real.
Oh, I'm sure to many fake. They are. They are real. Now, Netflix is Netflix is amazing for greenlighting a gay coming of age story like Young Royals. For you, how important is it that we continue to see shows like this?
It is very important to me, because, and for a lot of people out there. And I also feel like it's very important for people that, like, isn't really in the LGBTQ plus community, because they have to learn and they have to see, like, what it's like and understand people that go through stuff and understand people that are in the LGBTQ plus community to understand, you know, and to be more educated, basically. So it's so important for the whole world to see it. And I really hope that it keeps on going, and not like, also, in like, I really hope that in a real way, like, that we show that, like, gay and queer people actually are people like everybody else, and that they actually also can love and be in love and have a normal life, and, you know, being normal teenagers, and, you know, being people, like real people. That's what I would want to see more in the world, and not only like showing this facade or this, like, this, you know, picture that people might sometimes see LGBTQ or queer or gay people as. I don't know, I feel like Young Royals shows queer and gay people in a different way, in a real way, and that's what I really like about this show, and I hope that I can see more of that. Now, in other shows.
Alongside Young Royals, Netflix also released Heartstopper pretty much at the same time, and a very similar coming-of-age gay story, kind of the same, but just less royalty. Fans of both shows went absolutely crazy when they saw you and Edwin interact with the Heartstopper cast online. Have you guys developed a friendship with the Heartstopper cast offline?
Well, maybe not friendship, but I actually met Kit Connor at Fashion Week. I think it was for Loewe as well, in Paris, I think it was. We met and we said hi, and it was fun meeting each other finally after like a year of just seeing each other through the internet. We met, and a lot of fans have been asking us, like on Twitter and Instagram, like everywhere, like, have you guys met? And yes, we met, we got to know each other a little bit, and yeah, that's pretty much it, basically.
What's he like?
It was really nice meeting him.
What's he like in person?
He was so nice. I didn't even know that he was coming. And then when I saw him, I got super excited, and I went to him, and I said hi, and he said hi, and it was a fun moment. It was nice. He was really nice.
Now, Omar, there's a lot of information about you online. A two-part question here. What's something out there that you've read about yourself that is incorrect and that you would like to correct?
Oh, wow. What can that be? I don't know. I'm not really in the internet that much to know what people actually like say about me or maybe like a rumor. I don't know. I don't think there's a rumor about me anywhere. No, I actually don't know. I don't have anything.
All right, well then answer me this. What's something about you that no one knows out there, especially in your fandom or the media, that you would like to share with your fans today?
That they don't know about me. Well, actually, maybe some knows, but I actually saw yesterday that this came out. Well, I don't know if this is interesting even. But I saw that the news came out. Fans already know, but maybe some of you don't know. And if you like Drag Race, I'm going to be a guest on the Drag Race Sweden this Sunday.
Oh, fantastic. Well, that's
a little surprise, I feel like.
There we go. Now, let's go back to talking about your music, because that's why you're here today. We're about to play your song, I'm So Excited, for the very first time. I've got to ask, because this is the biggest question your fans have wanted to know when I hinted that you'd be on the show today. Is a world tour on the cards?
A world tour? Wow. I mean, that's my dream and goal in life. Not really yet. I feel like a world tour, it has to go a lot into that and making it really, really great. In the future, I would love. That's like what I want to do, literally. But it takes work and time. But hopefully, it'll come a time where I do it.
I've just heard a collective sigh all across the listening audience as everyone was hoping to hear that you were coming to Australia soon or anywhere around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, them, they, and all, the amazingly talented Omar Rudberg. His new single, I'm So Excited, is available as a 3-track EP and available to buy now. A must for everyone who loves Omar and great music. Omar, thank you so much for your time today. I've really enjoyed chatting with you. I wish we had more time, but thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I hope to come to Australia soon and to see you in person.
Follow The Troy Murphy Show on Twitter. Search Troy Murphy.